Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Tony Scott from Scotty Bet TV. Morning, Toe.
Morning, Steve.
We'll start with the boxing because it's absolutely fascinating. Klitschko against Joshua. And there hasn't been many mind games. Hasn't been much of a tussle between the two of them outside of the ring. But yesterday, Klitschko did something which I think probably planted a seed inside Anthony Joshua's head. And he said, here is a memory stick. And on this memory stick is my prediction of what's going to happen in this fight. And I'm going to sew it into my robe. And after the fight, I'm going to auction off this robe for charity. And whoever wins that auction can then look at the memory stick and see a video of me with my prediction on it. I thought it was a great piece of theatre.
It's a great idea, isn't it? I just think looking at the build-up to this, even though it's probably one of the biggest fights Britain has seen in the last 15 years, 20 years, I just think it's a bit low-key. I really do. I think considering it's box office, it's matchroom promote, everything, I just think maybe because we're in the north and we're based up here, it's at Wembley, it's 90,000. I just personally think it's a bit low-key.
And it doesn't have the characters to make it a bit more sort of vociferous.
When we've seen David Day fighting Tony Bellew, the build-up was immense, wasn't it? Maybe because we're caught up in the whirlwinds up here. I just think it's down there. There's two nice guys, aren't they? Joshua and Klitschko. None of them have got a bad word to say about each other. They don't need the PR antics. They don't need the marketing. And that's just the way it is. You're just going to see a normal fight. Even the likes of the Gloves Are Off programmes, that Sky Sports, the two guys are sitting here, they're just talking generally. They're nice fellas. Sometimes in boxing, you don't need to put bums on seats, obviously, because the fight sold itself. I just think the audience want to see that ferociousness in characters, and the two of them are just plain bland, aren't they, really? I wouldn't like to say it to the face, by the way, but I just think they're bland for the sport. I'm not denying how good they are, but I just think you need the characters in sports, especially in football, especially in boxing, because that's what you want. You want entertainment as well as the sport itself.
Should Vladimir Klitschko be allowed to bet on himself?
Oh, it's an interesting one, Steve.
There you go. Well, it's a one-on-one, isn't it? So actually, he could throw it, couldn't he?
Yeah.
But he can't. He can't command a win.
He shouldn't be able to get involved.
So he shouldn't be able to do it.
It's interesting. So when you see press conferences when you see a lot of boxers. When Bellew, I remember Hay saying it down at the arena. He was saying, get your money on me in the sixth round. Blah. And he was literally telling everyone to back me. He'd been quite open with it.
But you couldn't do that in football, could you?
No, you can't do it.
It's just throwing up an interesting... Look, I know that the British pound has gone on Anthony Joshua. Everyone's become very patriotic about that. He is the favourite, weirdly, whereas I actually think Klitschko, at the age of 41, should be the favourite. I've heard him talk. I think he's a redefined character after his loss to Tyson Fury. I'm firmly in the Klitschko camp. Not saying I'm supporting him, but I think he will win the fight.
Well, Anthony Joshua was 1-3 with the bookies.
Wow.
1-3, firm favourite.
So what's Vladimir?
Vladimir, 5-2. Is that where Stevie Othersall's tennis going to see this weekend? Yeah, I just think it's... I think Joshua will win, but it won't be as straightforward as what people will think. I think he may be Joshua rounds 5-8, which you can get 3-1. The only reason behind this, I just think if Klitschko maybe has one fight in between the 18 months he's had off, I just think, listen, last fight, 2015, November for Klitschko against Fury. I just think that's a hell of a lot of time out the ring, 18 months more or less. We've seen what happened to David Day against Tony Bellew. Blew out of his backside after 4 or 5 rounds because he was out the ring for that amount of time. Boxers will tell you, yeah, I've been sparring, going great sparring, I'm fit, and my fitness is up to the levels, but they can't predict being in a ring for 12 rounds. It's totally different. It's like football, match fitness and training, totally different. You need rounds in the bank, and that's what Klitschko hasn't had for 18 months.
Although he's probably looking at Joshua and thinking, you've not had many either.
He hasn't.
Because his opponents are so...
But he's fresh.
Yeah,
he's
the young buck.
He's got the young legs, hasn't he, in the ring, and he's got the talent as well as the ability.
Right, let's turn to the footy. First up is Everton at the weekend. So Everton-Chelsea. They do have a habit sometimes of upsetting the apple cart, Everton, when they play, you know, these teams at the very top end.
Well, Everton have beaten Manchester City at Goodison Park this season. They've also beaten Arsenal. In fact, Everton have only had one defeat all season. Out of the 58 points they've taken this season, Everton, 40 of them have been at home. Really, really good on home soil. I think only Spurs and Chelsea have a better home record than Everton this season. It shows you where Everton's strengths lie. If I was to ask you, Steve, when was Chelsea's last clean sheet?
Oh. 6 weeks ago.
January.
Wow.
You wouldn't believe that, would you?
It's a bit like Liverpool, that.
Yes, so I think that'll tell. I think it's assuming for both teams to score. It's on Sky. But I think it's interesting, the contrast in teams, how they're going to approach this one. Will Ronald Koeman look to address a guy to man-mark Eden Hazard, as it was so successful for Andrea Herrera
a couple of weeks ago? The player of the season for me, by the way. I know they've given it to Kante. It's Hazard for me.
Yeah?
He's the one who gets everyone off their feet. Every team would love Hazard in their side. If you could manage him properly.
That's the thing.
He's just class, isn't he?
Oh, he's a class act.
Yeah.
But do you see him do it for 38 games a season?
I think if he does it for 30 out of 38, that's enough.
Why didn't he win the Dunstan?
He's the difference between Chelsea winning games and not winning games. I think teams are frightened of Eden Hazard.
Why doesn't he do it, though? Why doesn't he win that?
Why didn't he win it?
Yeah, why do you think?
I don't know. I even saw an interview with Hazard himself saying Kante should win it. Not that influenced the vote.
Yeah, so I just think Idrissa Gueye will be man mark and Eden Hazard. And I think that will look to maybe an Idrissa Gueye booking. Now, no other player has made more tackles than Idrissa Gueye in the Premier League this season. So that tells you where Ronald Koeman way lie. He may look to man marking him. It was so successful, as we've just said, for Andre Herrera against Chelsea last week. I think an intriguing battle for me is going to be Diego Costa and Ashley Williams. I think that's got nastiness written all over it.
Hasn't it just?
Yeah. It's on Sky. And we all know what the referee is like, John Moss. He's averaging 4 cards per game, 104 this season for John Moss. So my bet in this one is maybe Idrissa Gueye, Diego Costa and Ashley Williams all to be booked. That's my...
Costa card out of that.
Yeah. 2-1, Diego Costa, believe it or not, with the bookies.
Very good. Right, Liverpool, they've got a bit more time to prepare for theirs. Watford on Monday.
Yes, it's interesting this. Watford 5-1, Liverpool 1-2. Monday night football. Now, I've noticed, as I've just been saying off air, Steve, Liverpool's records in the past 2 or 3 matches against Stoke, West Bromwich Albion, Crystal Palace, Liverpool's corner count and shots on target have dried up.
Now, just not that they could do anything from corners anyway, even when they got them.
They can conceive from which we've seen from the past. I just think, for example, Southampton away earlier on in November, it was 0-0. It was away from home, but yet Liverpool had four shots on target, 8 corners. Liverpool were playing really good. Now, we looked to Palace at home last week, 1 shot on target and only 4 corners all game. Maybe that's come with, obviously, missing Lallana and Mane, which Lallana may be fit for Monday night, we're hearing, so fingers crossed he'll be for them. But we heard that Watford, they've won the last 3 at home, and they've also beaten Everton and Arsenal at Vicarage Road this season. They will fancy it, and we've seen last week, didn't we, Troy Deeney? He was last week, he came to the fans, they got beat against Hull, and he was very apologetic. He said, listen, we're not on the beach, so to speak. We haven't threw the towel, and we're going to be fighting for every point. So I'd expect a reaction from Watford on Monday night. But an interesting stat going into this one is that this is top versus bottom in the Fair Play League. Liverpool, top of the Fair Play League, Watford, bottom. Liverpool haven't had a sending off all season. Watford have had 4. So the bet I'm looking for is over 2 Watford booking points at 5-4. I think that's a great bet.
I'm just waiting for you 1 week to say that Liverpool are going to get a clean sheet. Because all you ever say to me is they can't keep a clean sheet. Well, and you're right every week.
I don't like to come across as if I'm trying to be negative, but
that's what happens. That's what happens. They're the bets. Scotty Bet TV will have his video up at 6:30 tonight on YouTube. You can have a look at that.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.